This is the 13th audio in a series that deals with the chapters that are there in the Gospel of Matthew. And in this audio, I'll be taking a look at Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 consists of the 7 parables that Jesus spoke. And also, at the end of the chapter, we see Jesus being rejected in his hometown Nazareth. So there are 7 parables that are mentioned in Matthew chapter 13. There are 4 that are mentioned in the Gospel of Mark. And overall, if you see parables and stories in the Synoptic Gospels, there are around 30 of these. Now, the word parable comes from the Greek parabole, which means a placing beside, and so it is a comparison or an illustration. Jesus here is speaking to his disciples and the people following him with stories that he draws from nature and human life. All these parables are very interesting, and Jesus spoke to his disciples through these parables, revealing the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And if you read verses 10 to 17, Jesus explains the purpose of the parables, because his disciples came and asked him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?" And Jesus answered them, "It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." And he's speaking of people who wouldn't accept the teachings that he had got from the Father in heaven. And he tells them that whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And then he quotes Isaiah chapter 6 verses 9 and 10, where Isaiah had prophesied that hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of these people have grown dull, and their ears are hard of hearing. And Jesus tells his disciples, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For assuredly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see, and to hear what you hear and did not hear." And then again Matthew also writes in verses 34 and 35 that it is a fulfillment of what was spoken in Psalm 78 and verse 2. "I will open my mouth in parables, and I will utter things kept secret from the foundation of the world." Now the purpose of the parables was both to reveal and also to conceal the truth. The hiding of the truth was a judgment for unbelief, as it happened in the Old Testament during the ministry of Isaiah. And the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven were revealed by Jesus to his disciples, not only speaking to them in parables, but also explaining the parables to them. And when Jesus said that whoever has, to him more will be given, a positive response to Jesus' teachings would be further rewarded by a greater understanding of the truths of the kingdom of God. Many of the leaders of Israel rejected the message of Jesus, and this blinded them further, and they could not understand the kingdom of heaven or Christ's kingdom. Now here Jesus speaks to his disciples in 7 parables. He starts off with the parable of the sower, and he said that, "Behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. And later on, Jesus explains the parable of the sower to his disciples. The sower is Christ working through his disciples to spread the gospel all through the world. And Jesus explained and said, "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on stony places, that is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy." So it's an emotional conversion, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. So these are shallow-hearted individuals who outwardly receive the message with joy. It's an emotional conversion. It's not being truly born again. They do not have any root and they wither away. And then Jesus said, "Now he who received the seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." That is, worldliness and materialism choke the word. That means he is not able to fulfill the purpose for which the gospel was spoken to him, that is bearing fruit. And finally, Jesus spoke about the one who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word and understands it and bears fruit and produces 100-fold, 60 and some 30. So these are the ones who hear the word, they understand it and bear fruit, the very purpose for which God the Father had sent Jesus Christ into the world to share the good news of the kingdom, and that is what his disciples were also called to do. So that's the parable of the sower. And then Jesus spoke about the parable of the wheat and tares. And he said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said to him, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have tares? He said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, do you want us then to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. Then both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So Jesus here is explaining to his disciples that during the period of grace, now the church age, there will be converts from all over the world who would profess their faith in Jesus Christ. And the enemy here is Satan. And the tares are the false converts. When Jesus speaks about tares here, it basically means a darnel, which was a wheat that resembled the wheat but did not come to fruition. So here we see both the good seed and the bad seeds. They are growing together, and it will be difficult to say who are really the subjects of the kingdom of God and who are false converts. And as the servants of the man went and asked him, do you want us to go and gather these tares? He said, no, because when you gather up the tares, there is a chance that you may uproot the wheat also. There may be so many people who profess their faith in Jesus Christ, but may be living in secret sin all through their lives. And when they are uprooted and their lives are exposed, many of the new believers in the gospel, their lives can be shaken up. And they may think, if such a great person has fallen, what about me? Jesus explains the parable of the wheat and the tares to his disciples. And he said, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. But the tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burnt in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. But Jesus also gives a great promise to his disciples there. He says, then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The third parable that Jesus speaks of in this chapter is the parable of the mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. The mustard seed is very small, but it grows to a great size. The parable of the mustard seed tells us that even though the beginnings of the church will be small, as time passes and as the gospel is preached throughout the whole world, there will be a great growth. And when Jesus speaks about the birds of the air coming and nesting in its branches, it doesn't necessarily mean evil, as we think in the parable of the soils, but it just means that there will be an abundant growth of Christianity all through the world. And the birds of the air could mean people from different countries and different continents coming together to becoming the church of God here on earth. The fourth parable that Jesus speaks about in this chapter is the parable of the leaven. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. Most of the places where leaven is mentioned in the word of God, it symbolizes evil. But the kingdom of heaven is being compared here to the wonderful character of yeast. When yeast is kneaded into the dough, it expands by itself. So Jesus here is saying that the kingdom of God will grow by an internal dynamic, that is the work of the Holy Spirit of God, and that there will be a great growth of the kingdom of heaven as time passes. The fifth parable that Jesus speaks about in Matthew chapter 13 is the parable of the hidden treasure. And he said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Jesus here mentions that the kingdom of heaven is an invaluable treasure. And whatever other treasures we have here on earth, it doesn't match up anywhere near to the blessings that are there in the kingdom of heaven. And That's why he says that when a man found a treasure hidden in a field, he hid it first, and then for joy he went and sold everything that he had and he bought that field. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should receive eternal life. And the eternal life that we receive by believing in Jesus is the greatest treasure that we can ever have. The sixth parable that Jesus speaks about in Matthew chapter 13, he says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. This can be taken in different ways. This merchant man can be Jesus Christ, who comes to purchase through his atonement sinners, and those who would accept him would become wonderful pearls. And the one pearl of great price is the church, for whom Christ gave his life and all that he had. And this parable can also be interpreted in another way, that we have a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. That means searching for all the riches of this world. But then he found one pearl of great price, and that was Jesus Christ. And when he knew the real meaning of what he had found, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. He was willing to give away every earthly treasure for this greatest treasure, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and the eternal life that Christ would provide. And finally, the seventh parable that Jesus speaks about is the parable of the dragnet. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore. They sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. This is a parable that is similar to the parable of the weeds and the tares that we read in verses 24 to 30. And it means the same thing. There will be harvest at the end of the age, and there will be separation of the wicked from the just. That means separation from those who are truly saved from those who are false converts. And as Jesus says, a separation of the wicked from the just, and the wicked will be cast into the furnace of fire, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And finally, Matthew ends the chapter by writing about Jesus being rejected at Nazareth. And when he had come to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon and Judas, and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" So they were offended at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house." And Jesus could not do any mighty works there because of their unbelief. So Jesus was rejected by the people of his hometown, Nazareth. And they commented that, "Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers and sisters? They are all here with us. There's nothing great about him." That's what Matthew writes. So they were offended at him. And Jesus, because of their unbelief, could not do any mighty works. So summarizing chapter 13, we have seven parables that Jesus speaks to his disciples. The parable of the sower. A sower went out to sow. This is Jesus working through his disciples and evangelists, sowing the seed of the gospel. And only the seeds that fall in good soil bears fruit, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And then Jesus spoke about the parable of the wheat and the tares, saying that as the man who had the field said, "Let the wheat and the tares grow together till harvest." Because if you pull the tares out before that, the wheat also may be uprooted. "Wait till the harvest and then gather the wheat into my barn and let the tares be burned." And that's what will happen at the end of this age also. As Jesus said, the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. But those who offend and those who practice lawlessness, they will be cast into the furnace of fire. And the other five parables that Jesus spoke about were about the parable of the mustard seed. A mustard seed is the least of all seeds, but when it grows, it's greater than all the herbs and becomes a tree. Jesus speaks about the growth of the kingdom of heaven here on earth, the church. The growth will be massive even though the beginnings are small. And he spoke about the parable of the leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, and it was all leaven. Jesus here speaks about the power of the leaven, which works through the meal till everything is leavened. So are the teachings of the kingdom of heaven. When it starts spreading all through the earth by the power of the Holy Spirit, there will be a great growth of the kingdom of heaven. The fifth parable that Jesus spoke was about the kingdom of heaven like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found. And he hides it, and for joy, he goes and sells all that he had and buys that field. All the riches of this world are not comparable to the invaluable riches of the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. And if any man finds Christ, that is the greatest treasure. The sixth parable Jesus spoke about a merchant seeking beautiful pearls. And when he had found one of great price, he went and sold all that he had and brought it. Many are the riches of this world that people treasure, but there is no greater treasure than Jesus Christ and the eternal life that he gives to those who believe in him. And finally, we have the parable of the dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered every kind of fish. And then they drew it to the shore. They threw the bad away, but good they saved into the vessels. And Jesus said that it will be same at the end of the age, where the wicked will be separated from the just, and the wicked will be cast into the furnace of fire, while the righteous will receive eternal life. And finally, Matthew ends the chapter by writing about how Jesus was rejected at Nazareth, and he could not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. So that was chapter 13 for you. Hope this audio was a blessing to your life. Do tune into further audios. I'm Dr. John Centurion. I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.